It's day 7 of October 16, October 2016, the Music Festival month, and also still within Polomani's Desert Island Dis for 8 days. And so the music that I would love to take with me to my desert island on day 7 would be music from my youth and by a group that has stayed with me, or rather I've stayed with them over the years, and have several of their albums. I don't have them all. I would love to have everything they made, but I've got enough to keep me going, and that's the Rolling Stones. I remember, I'm sure it was 1965, correct me if I'm wrong, that I heard for the very first time the Stones singing The Last Time, and I went and bought that from the music shop. We had a proper music shop store in our town at that time. You could buy instruments, you could buy records, they had the wee booths on the wall where you could go and listen through earphones and ask the guy at the desk to play a particular record for you, to let you sample it, as it were. And I remember going up and asking him to put The Last Time on for me, which he did, and I asked him to play The Flip Side, which was Little Red Rooster. It was definitely a B-side, I'm sure it was a B-side The Last Time. Anyway, and I bought it, and I played that record to bits. I wore it out and the needle on my Dansette Challenge record player. Red and Cream it was, not the record, the record player. And it was just brilliant. And ever since then, I've had a great affinity with the Stones. I know many people liked the Beatles and fell in love with the Beatles. I didn't. I liked the Beatles, but they were... Yes, the Stones were more rock, and that suited me far better, considering that eventually I got into, you know, Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin and all those wonderful groups at the time who were definitely heavy rock. So anyway, that was me sold on the Rolling Stones, and I mean, they went through so many albums, you know, over the years. You know, you've got, I can't remember, Grr, and the various other ones. But anyway, some of the tracks that were on the go when I was a teenager, you know, and starting to go to, yes, record hops, and then the proper dancing when I got a wee bit older. Not Fade Away, The Last Thing, of course, Satisfaction, Get Off My Cloud, how about that one? These are tracks that will endure forevermore, I'm pretty sure. And 90s Nervous Breakdown, how about that one? These are all, at my time, between probably 64 to 1970, I'm guessing. And so that would be an album that I would take with me. Of course, all vinyl stuff would take with me to Undesan, to my Desert Island Disc for October 16. The track I'm going to play, I did have a wee bit think about this. I was going to play sections of two or three tracks, but I found it difficult to actually pick the one track to represent the vinyl album that would be taken with me. And so I'm just going to play it, and I'm pretty sure everyone will recognise it, and it's got a fantastic beat, rhythm, and just the lyrics. I suppose that could be most of the records. I know not all of them were great, but most of them were. See, I'm sounding like Grr now. So yeah, I'm just going to play it. That'll be it.
I see the girls walk by. this goes. I see a line of cars and they are painted black, with flowers and my love both never to come back. I see people turn their heads and quickly look away, like a newborn baby, it just happens every day. I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it painted black. Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black. No more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I